He asked you earlier, didn't he? Another 9 minutes. While waiting for the rest, is there anything that you all want to maybe ask or clarify? Did you all have a good rest? Can sleep or not? Or is it too cold? Okay, good. The most important key factor is to relax when you meditate. Then if you can, make sure you radiate some form of radiant smile. Some of you I saw very serious when you close your eye. Oh, means you are not relaxed. Always remember, there must be joy, there must be love, then relax. Yeah, you are here to meditate, to train your mind to be heedful. If that is what you are doing, then forget about everything that the thought is trying to tell you. Just tell the thought, please have mercy on me. Do not distract me into activity. I will attend to all this after the retreat. Then sometimes nowadays you got handphone, message keep coming in. We cannot blame technology. Technology is a reality. We need to understand technology. So the use of technology is very important. If you understand, you know how to use, then it serves you. But if you don't understand, it will control you. You become the slave of technology. So during the early day, a lot of people will say, oh, early day good. No handphone, nothing. Sometimes telephone also don't have. When you go out station, nobody can contact you. Nowadays, with all the convenience, you can know everything, even when you are traveling or in a very remote place. But then people who come for retreat, some of them too serious. They may not like it. It's a distraction. No, when you understand, is not a distraction. Like television, you cannot blame the television for the violence and all those things. You are given a choice. Nobody point a gun on your head to tell you you must see all this violent show. But sometimes when you need to learn something, when you are exposed to things, you check whether you have been influenced or not. That is what meditation is all about. If you cannot meditate to develop the understanding and the wisdom not to be affected by things, to have your independent understanding to guide you, then you have not progressed in the actual sense of meditating. The meditation is taught by the Buddha is to develop understanding, wisdom, to realize all the essential Dhamma that the Buddha has proclaimed And these are all nature's law. Especially the three spiritual law, law of karma, law of mind, how your mind functions. Then finally, of course, the Dhamma Niyama, or law of Dhamma. Dhamma is the teaching of the Buddha, and they are all based on nature's truth. Okay, we are almost there. Oh, another 4 minutes. You got any question? Jiwei, you got any question? Huh? Jiwei, no. Okay, good. By now, do you know roughly how to develop the meditation? After all the briefing. We do a test run. Yeah. What is it that you're supposed to do when you are sitting down there? Ah, relax is very important. First of all, relax body and mind. Because like you chant when you have your meal, food contemplation. You take this food not for indulgence, fattening, craving and all those things. You take because you need to sustain your body. So now that your body has food, sustained, that's why you don't feel so cold. You are more healthy, in better position to meditate. Then the first thing is, the body and the mind must harmonize. Harmonize means both must be in a state of balance, relax. That's why the first thing is to relax. My daughter knows because she do yoga. Yoga also relax. And you have to relax. If you don't relax, your mind has a lot of stress without you knowing it. And most of the time, living being, if you are not mindful, not sensitive, you cannot come to understand how living beings' face are so tense, so unhappy most of the time. Do you realize that most living beings, they are not happy most of the time? Yeah, there are something bothering them, disturbing them. And seldom do they have joy. They only have joy when they are among friends or colleagues that they can get along, they can talk about and all things. Those are the very few moments of joy. But if you are a cultivator, if you are a meditator, joy is all the time there. Happiness is all the time there. But living beings' problem is, whenever they got problem, their mind cannot be at peace. There is this lingering thought of worry. Ah, feels it, says it. Thank you. There is this lingering thought. Actually, behind that thought, it projects and creates fear, worry, anxiety in a very subtle way. Then sometimes it's an intense problem. That fear intensifies. So meditation is to understand all this movement. When you have mindfulness, you are sensitive. Then when the mind is unhappy, when the mind has fear, when the mind has whatever mind state, you're supposed to be aware. That is what Chittanupassana is all about. Then when you are aware, the essential Dhamma will prompt you, alert you. These are the evil roots. These are the mental hindrances. You have to work on the spiritual faculties. And then you just do. You want to train mindfulness? No need to learn too much. Bow. And silence your mind, relax, allow the thought to arise and pass away. It will slow down by its own if you don't do anything. The heedless thinking always stop. You just relax, silent. In fact, that is the real meditation. Don't do anything. The natural state of mind is already peaceful, silent. Just relax. You will come back to the natural state. The thought is active because you try to do things. Okay, we can start now. I will ring the bell. We will do a very simple morning puja. We will, as usual, pay our respect to all the great beings. Then after that, we will chant the Vandana salutation. Okay. Compose your mind. You love the faith, sadha, virya, then mindfully we shall commence the puja. Namo Virochana Buddha, Namo Virochana Buddha, Namo Virochana Buddha, Namo Bensi Sijia Monifo, Namo Bensi Sijia Monifo, Namo Bensi Sijia Monifo, Namo Fo Pusa, Namo Fo Pusa, Namo Fo Pusa. Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato savakasangho sanghang namami. Okay. Now you can be seated. Then we will do the request for to turn to your chanting book. Page 2. We will chant the Vandana followed by the refuge. Then after that, the precepts on page 4. Namo Atassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa. Namo Atassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa. Buddhang Saranang Gacchami, Dhammang Saranang Gacchami, Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Dutiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami, Dutiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami, Dutiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami, Tatiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami, Tatiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami, Tatiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Okay, turn to page 4. Panatipata Viramani Sikha Padang Samadhiyami Adina dana viramani sikha padang samadhiyami Abrahmacharya viramani sikha padang samadhiyami Musavada viramani sikha padang samadhiyami Suramiraya Majapama Dathana เวรามณีสิกขาปะทังสมาทิยามิวิกาลลาโภจนะเวรามณีสิกขาปะทังสมาทิยามินาจากิตาวาทิตาวิสุกะดาสนะมาลากันดาเวลิปานะดารณะมันดานะวิบูสัญญาธนะเวรมณีสิกขาปะทังสมาทิยามิอุชาสายนะมหาสายนะเวรมณีสิกขาปะทังสมาทิยามิ Then I will chant to you the significance of all this precept. Imani atta sikha padani silena sukantin yanti silena bhogasam padan silena nibuntin yanti tasma silang visodhi. So the meaning is, these are the precepts. Whether you take 5 or you take 8, you have to understand. Then precepts is a source of spiritual happiness. Precept is also the source of true spiritual wealth. And precept is also the source of true peacefulness of mind. Therefore, let precepts be diligently taken. Yeah. Then we will chant together, I undertake these precepts. 3 times. Imani atta sikha padani samadhiyami. Imani atta sikha padani samadhiyami. Imani atta sikha padani samadhiyami. Sadhu, sadhu.Sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Triple Japa. Buddhang Pujemi. Dhammang Pujemi. Sanghang Pujemi.Okay. We are still early, huh? Maybe I will just share some reflection with you.